Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everyone. We glorify the Lord and welcome you to Blog Talk on Divine Connection, the prayer line, as well as messages on the second and the fourth Sunday. We give God the glory for this blessed day that he has given unto us. We're going to continue to rejoice and to be glad in it. We thank God for so much and so marvelous he is in all the great and mighty acts he performs in our lives. There is none like him. We give praise unto Jesus Christ, our Savior, our Lord, our Deliverer, our Burden Bearer. Glory to God. We thank him that we can call upon his name with faith to know that he'll answer and we'll be covenant keepers, not covenant breakers. So we can have that assurance to know when we pray that we have that confidence that that answer is going to come. It may not be on the hour or the time that we think, but it's always on time because the Lord never leaves us nor forsakes us, and he knows what we are in need of before we even ask, and many times he even answers before we ask. So we just have to trust him by faith and continue to seek out his face to glorify and magnify his name. As we come together today, we want to thank him. Glory to God for this woman of God, Evangelist Alexander. We praise God for the messenger that's coming in today. We thank God the word is already anointed. He anointed his vessel to release that word out into the atmosphere, into our ears, and we pray that we'll have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say unto these vessels, this church, this day. Amen. Praise God. We often, when we get started to for the today, we want to definitely pray and read a scripture, but I'd like to share something out of the Jesus Calling Devotional Bible, and it says, renewing your mind. Whatever is true, noble, right, and pure, lovely, admirable, think about such things. You live in a world where media direct your attention to what is false, degrading, wrong, impure, ugly. Truth has been displayed by spin and sensational stories attracted out of adversities. It is no accident that truth is the first objective in the list of excellent qualities. Without truth, there is nothing worth pondering. That is why it is essential to find your mind with Scripture, developing a biblical worldview. Even though there is so much brokenness in the world, you can still find much that is excellent or praiseworthy in it. Search for such things as for buried treasure. When you unearth something lovely, meditate on it and praise me for it. Tell others about such things. Help them find beauty and meaning in their lives. True, noble, admirable things can still be found in many places on earth, but they are most abundantly available to me. So I urge you to fix your thoughts on me as much as you can. Whisper my name to remind yourself that I am always within whispering distance. Look at the world around you. Though eyes are gratitude, thank me for the many good things you can see. Bring your problems as well as your praises and watch me transform trouble into something praiseworthy. See also Philippians 4:8, Hebrews 3:1, and Psalms 91:15. Our scripture reading will be coming from the fourth chapter, starting at the fourth verse of Philippians 4-8. And then we're going to listen to a praise song that Pastor Dorsey is going to play for us. And soon thereafter, we'll be introducing our speaker, Evangelist Alexander. Praise the Lord, and we'll give ears to the Spirit of the Lord and let us govern ourselves accordingly. Praise the Lord. We just thank him so much because he is so worthy to be praised. Philippians 4 says, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on those things. That relates back to renewing your mind, as we just have had that reading. Father, in Jesus' name, as we come in your presence today, we come with the attitude of gratitude and coming with a humble heart to exalt your name and to give you praise that's rightly due you. We thank you, God, for everything, every day, for our life, our health and strength and activity, our limbs. We thank you, Lord God, for having a mind to be able to comprehend and understand what your word is saying and be able to communicate with one another. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing us, glory to God, with food and shelter. We thank you. It's so simple things sometimes we take for granted when there's so many people that have lost their homes and lost, glory to God, their lives, or they're lost, glory to God, their minds, and they're lost their direction. But God, I thank you that you're so merciful. God, as we come in your presence today, forgive us for every offense and every transgression against your word. We thank you, Lord God, for all your great and mighty acts. We thank you, glory to God, for the breath that we breathe, God. We bless you, glory to God, that just for just everything that you've proven yourself in, even for healing our bodies and delivering us. And God, we just thank you, Lord God, for our loved ones. We pray for one another as we pray for the body of Christ. Help us to have that agape one for another. Help us to walk in that forgiveness power. Help us to walk in that place, glory to God, where we're considered and concerned about others, God. Help us to have that mindset, glory to God, to let you lead us by the Holy Spirit and grieve him not and not to override his spirit. Help us to be to that place that we'll yield not to the left or the right, that we'll walk upright before you. And you said if we do, you'll hold no good thing from us. God, you even told us if we delight ourselves in you, you will, glory to God, give us the desires of our heart. Help us to get to that place, glory to God, that we're really concerned about being a light and being an example and being in a place, glory to God, that we can be a true witness one to another. Help us to be in that place, glory to God, that we can stop the discord and sowing seeds of confusion and chaos on one another so we can stop perpetrating the fraud. Too many things, glory to God, are dividing us in the body of Christ. God, we are praying more of a conviction, glory to God, to allow you to come in and heal us in the spiritual realm as well as the natural. You said my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And even when they get the knowledge, glory to God, we want to be a people that we be a hearer and not just a hearer but a doer of your word, to be in obedience to what your word is saying. You said if you love me, keep my commandments. God, I'm praying, glory to God, that you would just move in a miraculous way. The more that we hear your word, the more that we read your word, help us to get in that word that we'll be doers of your word. God, we just thank you so much for that renewed mercies every morning. Thank you for grace. Thank you for favor. Thank you for the open doors, glory to God, that you want open. Thank you for the doors that you want closed. Thank you that said that the blessings of the Lord add enrich and maketh no sorrow. And you said that so as a man seeketh in his heart, so is he. So help us to be led by the Spirit of the Lord so we won't find ourselves, glory to God, getting caught up in the cares of this life. We will be transformed by the renewing of our minds, and we'll do, glory to God, what is right according to your word. So, God, we just thank you today. We thank you, Lord God, every day for your loving kindness. Without you, God, we can do nothing, but through you we can do all things. Help us to be like that tree planted by the rivers of water. I shall not be moved. Help us to know, glory to God, to remember that you are our shepherd. You know all things before they happen. You're omnipotent, omnipresent. Whatever we need is found in your word, and if we listen to the Spirit, he will lead and guide us. God, help us to be to that place, glory to God, that we will let you lead us and guide us through by your Spirit. The word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. God, we thank you, Lord God. We will not, glory to God, be clouds without water. We will not be those people and so forth like this that we praise you with our lips, but our heart be far from you. We will not be those people and so forth that will be one that we show partiality one to another. God, and that we'll shut up our bowels against our brother. God, that we'll be open to the Spirit of the Lord and moved by the Spirit of the Lord, do what he requires. God, we will not be a fearful and fretful people. We'll be a people that will walk in faith and not by sight. God, we just thank you so much for the mighty blessings. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for your word. Thank you for Jesus Christ. Thank you, glory to God, for the power of attorney that you've given us, that we can speak and decree and declare those things that are not as though they were by faith, that we will be covenant keepers, not covenant breakers. We thank you today again for the messenger, God, that you will bless and use, glory to God, evangelists in a powerful way. God, give us ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say in the name of Jesus. It's not about grading A, B, C, D. Glory, it's about listening to the word and seeing and hearing and doing what he say. Amen. God, we just bless you today. We thank you and continue to forgive us for every offense against your word. God, help us the more to allow that word and to examine us daily to see whether we're in the faith, to make sure that we're walking according to that, we're on the path that you have set before us. God, we thank you so much that we'll not be people pleasers or appeasing the flesh, but we want to please you. God, we thank you. God, we bless you. God, we honor you. We thank you for healing. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for encouragement. Thank you for enlightenment. In the name of Jesus, we pray, as we pray one for another, our families, our loved ones, we're praying for salvation, deliverance, whatever is needed, God. We're asking you, Lord, to move in a miraculous way. And we thank you for those mighty acts that's already been performed in our lives. And again, God, we thank you. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Bless the Lord. At this time, praise God, we're going to have that song that Dr. Dorsey is going to put on for us, No Weapon Formed Against Us. And I do want to bless the Lord again for this woman of God that's anointed and that she is called of the Lord. She's a prayer warrior. She's determined to carry out the mission for Christ. God, I thank you that you blessed her, that she's not one that perpetrates the fraud. As she speaks and decree and declare God's word, she lives what she speaks. I thank the Lord that she is being ordered, her steps are being ordered by the Lord. I thank you for the power of the anointing through the teaching and preaching and reaching. I thank you for the boldness that you blessed her to be able to speak and decree and declare whatever God says, that she's not moved by feelings or emotions or what people say or what they think. She just want to hear God's word, whatever he's downloading her spirit, whatever he want her to transmit to the body, that she will continue to stand and God continue to keep her healed and whole and continue to bless and use her as a, glory to God, dynamic warrior for him. In Jesus' name we do pray as you bless her. So as soon as the song is played, we're praying that Pastor, Mother Evangelist Alexander, praise God, will be available and just come in soon as the song is ending, that she will just be released to say or minister or teach however the Lord directs her. And as she ministers, after she ministers, then we'll pray and take prayer requests. But until then, open your ears and open your heart to hear the Spirit of the Lord and just let him direct you, your path, and govern yourselves accordingly. Let us just sit at the feast of the table and eat what God has prepared for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Dr. Dorsey. Pastor Dorsey, are we having technical difficulties with the phone? Well, if she is, then at this time, Evangelist Alexander, are you prepared?
Amen.
Okay, since the song didn't come up, most important is for us to hear the word. So at this time, we give you liberty to go ahead and minister as God leads you. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, we thank you right now, Lord God, that we come before you in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask you, Heavenly Father, help us to continue to stand. Help us to continue to be a unit, Lord, because your will be done, Father God. And Lord God, we thank you today. We thank you for the prayer line, Heavenly Father. We thank you for who you are in each and every one of our lives. We come today, Lord, just to give you glory and give you praise and to say what your will say, Lord God. Because according to your promise, Heavenly Father, you said in your word, Lord God, if we believe by faith, Lord God, whatever we ask, we shall receive, Lord God. Help us how, Lord God, to stand on that belief that if we ask you, Lord God, it will come forth. Now, we're standing on the promises of God. Now, we're claiming every victory that we have because we are overcomers. We are more than conquerors. The children of the living God, when the Heavenly Father said, we are here and joined here, we should receive that and stand on it because that's what he said. And no man can change the word of God. Thank Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for who you are in each and every one of our life, Lord God. Help us to walk in the authority and the dominion that you gave us, Heavenly Father. Help us to open our understanding and to receive your word, Heavenly Father. For Lord God, your word said that you will never leave us, you will never forsake us. Today we come bringing the word that healing is still in force, Lord. Healing is your word to us, Lord God. Because you said by your stripe, Heavenly Father, we are healed. According to Isaiah 53, we are healed. Help us to recognize the healing power that belongs to us, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we stand before you. Father God, you said in your word, Lord, you'll never leave us, you'll never forsake us. You said if we obey, Lord God, listen to your word, do your will, whatever we ask, Heavenly Father, it shall come forth, Lord God. Lord, we claim in the spirit of healing. Coming forward in your people today, Lord God, physically, spiritually, and mentally in the mighty name of Jesus. For Father God, you see it all, Heavenly Father. You see the church, Heavenly Father. You see, Lord God. But Lord, you call us to say your word, Heavenly Father. You call us to carry every word that you gave us without fear. For we are overcomers. We are more than conquerors. We are mighty warriors for the kingdom. And Lord God, we ask you today, Heavenly Father, help us to stand boldly, Lord God, and to proclaim your word wherever we go, Heavenly Father, without fear, because according to the promise, Lord God, you did not give us the spirit of fear. Father God, we thank you today, Lord. Thank you for who you are, Heavenly Father. Thank you for the spirit of deliverance, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for being so merciful to us, Lord God. For without you, Lord God, we are nothing. And Lord, we thank you for being the Lord of each and every one of us life. Help us to open our understanding, Lord God. Help us to be obedient, to do your will, Lord God. Because, Father God, you see it all, Lord God. You see it all, Heavenly Father. As I come before you today, Lord God, I bring the church before you, Lord God. Strengthen the inner man in your people, Lord God, that they know that they can stand boldly, Lord God. No weapon in this hurt should be able to conquer them, Lord God. Help them to see, Lord God, that you already gave us the power and the authority and the dominion over the enemy, Lord, because the enemy shall not have authority over your children. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. According to the promises of God, you said in your word, Lord God, if we call on you, Lord God, call on you, Lord God, you will answer, Lord God. You said it in your word, Lord God, ask and we shall receive. Help us to know how to ask, Lord God. Help us to know how to stand firm on your promises, Lord God. Wake us up, Lord God, that we see that those that is calling your name should not have nothing that keep them back from doing your will, because we are fully equipped to stand and do your will. Help us, Heavenly Father. Help us, Heavenly Father, to know that nothing on earth should be able to stop us from doing the will of our living God. Father God, we thank you today, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Father God, I come before you, Lord God, because you said in your word, Heavenly Father, cast every cares on you, Lord. Cast every cares on you. There is sisters and brothers out there that's going through, Lord God, sickness from top to bottom, sickness roaming their body. But Father God, I know you said in your word, Lord God, believe on your word. Have faith in your word. We said we are healed, and stand up and take your healing right. Don't let the enemy change your mind. You say you is healed, then your healing belongs to us because of Jesus Christ. He paid a price for us. He said it was finished, then we should know it's finished. When we said we obey the word of God, then we got to live the word. word of God. When we say we walk in authority, then we have to know we have authority from the Creator above. He is the Creator of all. He is the only living God. And we have to know who we are in Christ Jesus. Help us to walk this journey right, Lord God. Help us to know that this is no time for falling back. Help us to know that fear shall not amount against the children of the living God because of who we are in Christ Jesus. Father God, I thank you today, Lord God. I thank you for sisters and brother that standing boldly and proclaiming that victory, Lord God. Because your word said, Lord, we are overcomers, Lord God. Lord, I believe, Heavenly Father, that nothing is impossible for you to do, Father God. Nothing is impossible. Hayarabushata. In Matthew verse chapter 8, verse 2 and 3, when the leper come to my Savior, he said, he came worshiping him, because he knew that our Heavenly Father word said. He know Jesus said, he will heal. He knew it in his heart. That's why he said to the Lord, if thou will. He didn't say, may you. He said, if thou will. Because he knew in his heart. He knew in his heart could heal him. Christ could heal him. And what did our heaven, what did our Lord said to him? I will be thou cleansed. He didn't wait for next day. He didn't wait for an hour. He didn't wait for 2 days. He didn't wait for 3 hours. He healed him immediately. Why? Because of that believing that leper. That leper believed God. He come worshiping him because he know he was going to get what he asked for. Because he know that the Heavenly Father word is true. He said he'll do it. He'll do it. It's the same thing to us today, church. God promise us, then stand on it. I don't care what come. You stand on what God promised to you because it shall come forth. And then he go back again. What about the centurion? What about the centurion? The centurion ran up. His servant, he must be really care about the servant. Because what he said, I will come. Christ, he wanted his centurion. The centurion wanted his servant to be healed. He care about his servant, so he want him to be healed. So what did he do? He said, I'm saying, Lord, my servant lie at home sick. I have a palsy, grievously tormented. Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. But that centurion knew that he wasn't right. So what did he say? He didn't have to come under his roof. He didn't want him to come under his roof because he knew nothing wasn't right with me. He said, what? Just speak the word. Tell me now. We are here of God. Child that believe in the living God. Where's our faith that we stand boldly and proclaim? That centurion stand in the gap for someone else. That's what we're supposed to be doing today. Standing in the gap for our brothers and sisters. Brother and sister come and tell you, oh, I'm having this situation. Instead of going off and saying something out of the way, right there and then, you pray that foul spirit off of us. You pray because God gave us the authority to pray down things. He gave us the dominion. He gave us the power. So what is our problem today? Why is so much torment in the church? Why? The sister don't like this one. The brother don't like that one. That ain't got nothing to do with doing the word of God. What it has to do is bringing confusion. And we as church and believers, mighty King children, we must stand boldly and proclaim what God tells us. What did you think he tell the centurion? Verily I say unto you, I found so great faith, not in Israel. His people now. We better take a heed from these things. God gave us illustration in the Bible over and over and over we read it. We still saying, well, when this one did that, when Paul did that, when John did that, what are you doing? You have the power and the authority. You have the dominion. Christ didn't die in vain. We have to stand boldly and proclaim what God said is what we're going to say. God said we are the righteousness of Christ in Christ, in God in Christ Jesus. Why in the world we are hushing ourselves down and giving the enemy the place? Why? Why are we stumbling through this way? No. We are children of the mighty God. We are not children of the dark. We are the believers. We are the one here on earth to turn things upside down. But we need to stand faithfully and do what God says. No compromising his word. You might don't get into the society pages. You might don't get into all these stuff that's going on. But that should not stop you, baby, from bringing the word of God without compromising. Whether they love you or not, you've got to be obedient to the living God. But until you know who you are, whose you belong to, you can still feel I'm blocking all the way. Because you see what happened? You seem to forget that compromise don't have nothing in the child of God. Compromising his word, you falling out of the line. But when you stand on the line of God and say what God says, and regardless what's going to say and what's going to come, stay on the line. Stay on the line. Regardless how it looks, stay on the line. Because God is your author and finisher. He is the one that is bringing all things. He is the one that tell you, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. When you hear a sister crying out that I'm alone, I can't do this by myself, wake her up. She got to be wake up and open her eyes. You never alone, sister. You never alone. Because according to the promises of God, how can you be alone when he's with you always? And don't forget your surely goodness and mercy that follow you all the days of your life. Don't forget those spirits. Because those are angels that follow you. If you know how to use them. The word of God don't change, sister. The word of God don't change. We might change, but not the word of God. Stand on his word. Stand on his word. And in Matthew is that with the centurion and the leper. And you see their faith. Their faith is what healed. One is standing on his faith. The next one standing in the gap. Now let's look at Mark. Mark chapter 5. It has certain man, when he word the Lord was going, God said, and a certain woman, Mark chapter 5, verse 25, a certain woman which had an issue of blood, 12 years, a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered so many things of many physicians now. She went to the doctors. Don't know what, oh, many doctors. She probably just go from doctor to doctor trying to get good rest and healing and get this thing over with. But look what happened. Nothing happened from the doctor. Nothing happened. She spent all she had. Every penny, every cent she had. But guess what? She didn't get better, baby. She got worse. She got worse. These things is going on today. These things is going on today. But when she heard of Jesus, she came in the press and touched his garment. You know today we can touch his garment. But do you know how you touch the garment of the Lord? Praise him, baby. You start singing and praising him. During pain and aches, during sickness, start singing and praising him. Lord, you said you will deliver, Lord. Lord, you promise you will take away, Lord. And you start praising the Lord. Start praising the Lord. Start praising the Lord. And you will see. Because one thing for sure, he's not a God that he don't hear your cry. He's not a God that will let you keep on suffering. And when you start praising, you will see. You're touching his garment. You're touching his garment. By praising him, giving him all the glory. Lord, there is none like you, Heavenly Father. Lord, you are the only living God. There's no Savior like you. because you praise him. When you praise the Lord, you will see not just sickness go, everything that's coming against you. The enemy got to go because he has no dominion. He has no authority. When a child of God decides to stand boldly and proclaim the promises of God, the enemy got to go. He shall not have authority over a child of God. But for this to happen, we have to insert what God gave us. Speak on it. Boldly let him know who you are. But what happened? Paul, when the enemy rises his head, if he says too much, I'm weak, but what did God say? His grace, because that's what we not under no law. We under his grace, his perfect grace. That's why the Lord said, when you're weak, say you're strong. No matter what nobody's saying, it's what you're feeling, and it's what between you and God, baby. It's you and God, you and God. When I know anything go wrong with me, I go before the Lord. I say, Lord, this is me and you, Lord. And nobody else. You see, Lord God. You see what's going on. But I know my God can deliver. We got to know who we are in the loving God. We got to know our place in this world. We cannot compromise his word. There is no compromising. Not with the word of God. And if you want to stand, I don't believe in my heart that the enemy shall have any authority over children of the living God. I do not believe it. I believe the living God, God gave us the authority and the dominion here on earth. Because according to the promise, greater works shall we do. And when Jesus was doing it, now if he gave us that dominion, what is wrong with us? Why we allow the enemy to play so much hammock in the church? I can do better than this one. I can speak better than that one. I have a better title than this one. I can do this more for this one. That should not be in the church. Because we got to remember, we are the church, people. The children of the living God are the church. The power is in us, not in the building. It is in us. When God sent us one place, we don't have to worry about, well, this one not going with me and that one not going with me. When we step into that situation, God said, go down there and bring that mountain down. He didn't tell you, take Suzanne with you. Take Hannah with you. No, he said, you go. Then that let me know, when I go, I'm going in the power and the authority of the mighty God. Who can stop me then? There ain't no one else. Because of who we are, we have to receive and know who we belong to and who we are, church. We can't allow the enemy to keep roaming through the church, running from hand to the other, and we just sit back. Well, I don't want to do this because of fear. Well, I don't want to say this because I lose my friendship. Friendship can't get you into the heaven, baby. You got to let them know this is wrong and this is right. We have no other choice but live according to the promises of God. There's no such thing as that we can't. I hear a sister say one day that, well, you know we're going to sin. I says, uh-huh. Well, I don't see it that way, baby. I don't see it that way. God gave us the authority and the power. Sin shall not have dominion over you. It shall not have dominion over a child of God. We shall have dominion over that. The only way sin has dominion over you, if you're playing with sin, that means you his in the sight of the devil. But if you a child of God, baby, sin better stay under your feet. It shall not have authority over you. We got to get these things straight, church. We got to stand boldly. We got to proclaim the word of God, regardless what no one say. Because the word of God is what will save us. Not the beauty of someone. Not the riches. But the word of God. Of God said, Lo, I am with you always. Always. There's no such thing that you can say, well, oh, Lord, I'm by myself. I'm afraid this. What? Not coming out of the mouth of a child of God. Those type of negative stuff should not even come out of the mouth of a child of the living God. A child of God must always remember, you are more than a conqueror. You are a child of the living God. We have illustration in the Bible, church, that we can look at and say, well, if they could stand back there, they are human beings just like us. They're, none of our forefathers was immortal. They was human beings. And if they could stand back there and speak the word, what's wrong with us? Have it better. What is wrong with us? We let the enemy deceive us, sitting and gossiping against one another. Envy and jealousy, we let it come in, and that is not of God. That is the enemy. That is none but the enemy. But when you make up your mind to serve the living God, the enemy not going to catch you off guard, baby. Because you see him before he see you. Because you stay in that word. That is why the Heavenly Father said in his word, stay in the word day and night. Stay in the word. It is good for you to stay in the word. Because you will never, never be caught up in foolishness of the adversary. You see him before he raises his head. No other way, baby. No other way. Promises of God. We are overcomer. We are more than conqueror. When one of us, a child of God, stand by themselves, they are powerful. But when you have another one stand with him, you have a force to reckon with. Oh, yes, you do. You have a force to reckon with. The child of God have no time to give the enemy no place. Because according to your father, he said, give him no place. If my heavenly father tell me give him no place, what am I doing giving him place? What am I doing playing with him? Uh-uh. No, 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 no. That is not going to happen. That is not going to happen. Brothers and sisters, we have the authority. We have the dominion. We have the power. Christ didn't die in vain. And he tell us, the day when he resurrect, all power, when he resurrect, all power was given to who? Not to the enemy. He didn't give the power to the devil. He gave the power to his children, the believers, the one that's going to stand, the one that's going to believe and believe and believe and no compromising. His word is what we're going to stand on, regardless what is. If they don't want to get you in a crowd, they don't want you to be in the crowd, why are you worry about the crowd? You are overcomer. You are more than conqueror. You're a child of the king. You don't have to be in a crowd. You don't have to be in this liquor. Every time, well, let's get together. Let's get this. Let's get that. Well, I'd rather this one this, and I prefer this one that. No. When that starts going on, it's time for you to say no. No. No, 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 no. That is not of God. Person, baby. Once you start that, that's where you make the mistake. No respecter of person. If you can pray with this one, then you can pray with that one. If you can give this one a new pair of shoes, then you can give that one a new pair of shoes. You got to love according. Not respecter, well, better this one because this one can do this. I'd rather that one because that one. No, 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 no. That is not of God. That is not of God. God don't want that. He don't want that in his children. And we as children, we as the believers, we as more than conquerors, we are the children of the living God. We should never allow it. And when especially if you know you have been called, not by men, you have been called by the living God, not by men. Don't worry about what men say. What you got to keep your eyes on is what God is saying to you. And then you step out. You step out. Because wherever he sent you, one thing for sure, you don't have to be ashamed. Because you go in the name of the Lord Jesus. And who can override that name? Who can step above it? But we have to learn to be obedient. We have to learn to walk in that love towards one another. We have to learn that there is nothing that hurt can change the child of God if she do not want to change. Nothing can keep you from praising the living God, baby, if you don't want to pray. You don't want to stand up there, you want to stay praying, then you pray. Don't let nobody say that she's tired of reading. I said, baby, that's your fault. You read your Bible day and night, and you will see what happened. The word heal you. And I'm not just talking to be talking. I'm telling you the word will heal you. But you got to know that you have to have a clean mind and a clean heart and a clean hand. You can't try to step up on the sister back and then laughing and playing on this side. No, you got to do real. You got to be real. If you don't like the book, say, I don't like it. But do not sit there and in your heart is one thing and in your mouth is another. Because that's not what God wants for us. My Heavenly Father wants us to learn to love because the love of God is in our heart. What keeping it? Can I love each other in the right way? It's because we let the enemy squeeze himself. And we seem to forget the power that is within us. God gave us the joy. God gave us the peace. God gave us the love. It's in us. We just got to put it in action. And as for me, sisters and brothers, I will stand. I will stand. Regardless what the situation is, I will stand because of my Heavenly Father. He make no mistakes. He make no mistakes. When he call us, he's equip us. Any one of us said they've been called and they says they can't do the job that the Lord gave them to do, it's because they have not been called. But if you are called by the living God, baby, you can do anything he tell you to do. We seem to forget that Christ paid a price, awful price for us. But when he said it is finished, it is finished. We have everything that he said we have. All we have to do is stand on his promises. Stand on his promises. This foul sickness that rampage in the... You know that's not of God. God gave us a job to do and here come the enemy and mess with our legs. We can't walk. Oh, no, 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 no. We're not allowed that. No, no, no. Get some other sisters and start praying. Pray that spirit off that leg. Pray it off. Because it shall not have dominion. Because what it want to do is keep you from doing the work that the Lord gave you to do. I believe that the Lord, our great creator, he gave us everything. Everything we need here on earth. We have to remember, we are not of the dark. We are powerful children of the light. Thing is that we seem to forget that we don't serve the dark. We serve the living light, the God of heaven, the creator of heaven and earth. Don't let the enemy think, oh no, I can't do it because this is that and I can't. No. Anything the Heavenly Father sent you to do, you can do it. You can do it. You just got to make up your mind and say, Lord, when I'm weak, I'm strong because your grace. Your grace, Heavenly Father. I'm standing on your promises. I'm standing on your word. According to the promises of God, we are overcomers. We are more than conquerors. We have to know that we know that there is no other way but to believe and to stand on his promises. The lady in Mark, no. But God called her. She knew what it was all about. All her money was went. But now heal him. But what did our Heavenly Father see? He looked around and he see her. She knew she had to touch him. And when she touched him, you know, virtue went out. But one thing for sure, baby, she knew I'm healed. Oh, I can jump, I can laugh, I can run. because you know she was healed then. And God knew. The Lord says, faith. Our faith. He go with two. Faith and believe is what make this thing work. When we slack up on our faith, that's when we fall. We got to always remember, believe what God said. Believe what God said. I don't care how the thing look in the natural. You got to put him in, remember, Lord, you said this, Father God. You said this, Heavenly Father. I'm standing on your word, Paul. I'm standing on your word. Regardless what it look like, I'm going to stand. Regardless how the rain come, I'm going to stand. Because my Father says, I've had done all. Stand. Because I know what he's going to do for me. Because his word never turn around. His word always stand up. And we have illustration in the Bible. Our forefather, what did he do? He was old. Very old in age. But what did he say? He stagger not. Abraham did not stagger. Stagger not. Why? Because he was fully persuaded. The way we have to be today, sister and brother. Fully persuaded. That if God say, we can do it. We can do it, sister and brother. We can do it. If God say, we can do it. We can. We can. Don't leave nothing for doubt. Because doubt is the enemy. And if we start doubting, that's when we lose it. Don't leave nothing for doubt. You said you are an overcomer. Then you confess that and you stand boldly on it. I am a child of the living God. I am an ambassador of the Lord. And I stand on that because I know what he say I am. And so when he tell me that's what I am, I stand on it. My heavenly Father tell me, you don't have to tell them who you are. When you open your mouth, they know who you are. And I never turn around. I keep going. I keep going. Because I know I'll never, never, never compromise his word. I'll never compromise it. He's been good to me all my life. And the same way will be good to you, sister and brother. But you got to put your feet ahead and know that if God tell you you can bring down that mountain, you will bring it down. It's regardless what it is. You will bring it down. But you got to stay in the word. And you got to believe by faith. You got to believe that what he tell you you have, you have. And what he tell you you is, you is. So you stand on the word of God, brother and sister. Stand on the word of God. Because nothing can take what God give you. No one can take it. The only way they take it is if you lose it. In other words, you lay back and let the enemy take it from you. But as for me, no one going to take what God gave me. No one. Because I know he said it in his word. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. And of all, when you know that you know, when you know that you know, sister and brother, not somebody's pushing you, but you got to know. When you know that you know, in other words, you got to know that you are crucified with Christ. You got to know that you are crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, you live. Yet not I, but who live in you? Christ. He liveth in you. And the life that you live, what? You live, hallelujah, Lord. The life that you live, you must know. Ay, ay, ay. Which you now live in the flesh. All you do, you live by what? If he do what? He love you. And he gave what? He gave himself for you. Just like he gave himself for each and every one of us. So, sister and brother, when you know that, when you come to the realize that, what that means, what can the world do to you, baby? What can the world do to you? He can't do nothing to you because you already living God, we got to stand. Too much thing is going on, and the church don't realize that we got to stand because we have the power. So, brother and sister, we got to wake up. We got to wake up and take it that God said we are overcomers. He gave us the power to hear and hurt. He didn't give the power to the enemy. He gave the power to us. Oh, glory to your name, Father God. Glory to your name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for who you are in our life, Lord. I thank you for being the only deliverer, Lord Jesus. I thank you for being so merciful to us, Lord. For Lord God, your mercy, Lord God, your mercy and grace is what keep us, Lord. And Lord, we thank you today. We thank you, Father God, for being so good to us, Lord. For being so good, Lord God, to Jesus. Thank you for being our Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I turn it over to Sister Hubbard. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, my God. What a mighty word from the Lord of God. So many instructions and encouragement to let us know that we are more than conquerors. We can do all things through Christ Jesus. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. And to be strong and to stand and don't compromise. And if God said it, then it is so. And we got to have that word in us that we're not moved from the place of whatever God said to stand firm and not to be fearful and fretful, not to compromise, not to be in that busybody and talking about one another and not to feel like I got to have a crowd or a bunch of people to accomplish what God says. It was so much in the power of this word, and we got to be determined. We got to have that pressing and pursuing and know that God has a purpose for our life and a plan, but we got to be the one to carry it out. We got to be the one to not to compromise in it or lean to our own understanding or have our preconceived notions about how this thing ought to be. We can't do it part-time or part the way. We can't be in a place and so forth like this that we allow the enemy to cause us to be fretful and then we won't be fruitful in the things of God. We got to be in a place to know who we are and whose we are. She kept saying so many times about we're overcomers, we're more than a conquerors. Let us know that we're victorious in Christ Jesus. But we just can't have that knowledge of what the word is saying and don't have the faith and the trust to believe that it is so we can operate accordingly to be that force to be reckoned with, to be able to tear down the strongholds of the enemy, because it's not enough to have the knowledge, the intellect. We got to get that word down in our spirit. He says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So even when the enemy comes up against us, we can say it is written. Whatever is written according to our circumstances or situation, to not to let it dictate to us, but to speak the word and declare it so and to stand on it for its manifestation. I thank God again for evangelist, my mother in the Lord, praise God, of Alexander, and how powerful the Lord bless her and keep encouraging us that the Lord say he'll never leave us nor forsake us. He is more in us for him being the greater one in us than he is after us. And that no weapon formed against us. It may be formed, but it's not going to prosper. And sometimes we think it's prospering because we're looking at time and that the enemy is using to come against us, and we're looking how long it's been instead of looking at the Lord's word and looking to him as the author and finisher of our faith. So I praise God. I'm not going to go over. I just wanted to put those inserts in and so grateful. And no matter how long we've been saved or how long, glory to God, the time that we've spent before the Lord, there's always something in the word to encourage us, enlighten us, or refortify or get us back on track if we've lost our way on some areas or somewhere where faith is getting, you know, to cause a little bit of doubt to come in. But I thank God the word has covered so many grounds and things in all of our lives. Somewhere or another, we'll find ourselves. The song that my sister was going to play is going to play now. As you prepare yourself for prayer, we're going to also pray for anyone that may be out there that want a closer walk with the Lord or they've backslidden, or there's some things that are challenging them and having some struggles, or somewhere, some of this way, the word has found you out in some areas that you want prayer, or prayer for someone, or standing in the gap, or as proxy. And also we want to take those prayer requests for those that might need a inner healing, a spiritual, natural, physical, or whatever the type of healing may need it. And as we pray for the body of Christ continues, because there's so many things that's been compromised in the body that need a deliverance and healing as well. So whatever the prayer request may be. But we do thank the Lord again for Mother, and she'll be joining us with some of those prayer requests. So let that song play as you prepare your hearts now. We're not going to play it all the way. We're just going to play just maybe a verse or two of this song, No Weapon. Are you ready, Dr. Dorsey? Is it unmuted again, Dr. Dorsey? Okay, well, we're having that technical difficulty problem again, and I don't like too much space to be left out there without us carrying out. So while the anointing is there, Mother, if need be, we want you to make yourself available too as well. There's another, any of the other prophets on the, for the prayer warriors that normally be online for prayer on Monday, that if we need to touch and agree according to how many prayer requests we have. At this time, the line is open for any prayer requests at this time. Is my line open, or is there something? Praise the Lord. Amen. We give God glory. Realizing no weapon formed, the weapons are going to be formed. But have your mindset that whatever God says, He's faithful to His word, and He will achieve and accomplish everything that He set it out to do. We just have to have the faith that if God said it and told us to do it, it shall be done. We just let go and let God. So at this hour in the time, praise God, we are thanking the Lord for Mother Alexander again for bringing such a powerful word to our hearts. And we're going to pray now and take those requests. Amen. Bless the Lord. Anybody left on the line that wanted to have a prayer request, or that the word did everything it needed to do for you tonight? If you don't have any, then we're going to get ready to close in prayer. So, again, I want to make that request out there. If you have a petition before the Lord, we want to touch and agree with you. You have to unmute your line. Hello, is someone open the line? I need to hear.
All lines unmuted.
Okay, that was Dr. Dorsey on the switchboard saying
yeah.
The line's unmuted. So if you need to speak, you can speak up now. Well, Mother Alexandra, evidently the word has done its job tonight, and we thank God for all those that came on board. Hello? Someone trying to speak? Hello? Well, evidently maybe that was just them muting their line. Well, again, as I said, hello?
Pastor Hubbard, all the lines are unmuted. All of them are unmuted, so if I want to say something.
Yeah, I heard you say that, and I repeated it back.
Thinking
someone was, and then I thought I heard someone. But if not, then what we're going to do is get ready to close in prayer, and I think it would be very appropriate to just let Mother Alexander to go ahead and pray. It don't have to be a long prayer, but just to get ready to close us out in prayer, and then I'm going to make a little short announcement. Since we don't have any prayer requests at this hour, and then I'll, as soon as she pray, then I'm going to make an announcement concerning our prayer line for Monday night and whatever else is coming aboard. Okay, at this time, Mother Alexander, Evangelist, you can go ahead and come back online and close us in whatever prayer God has given you for prayer covering over the people of God tonight. Amen.
Hallelujah, Lord God. Father God, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for being so good to us, Lord God. We just continue to keep us in your will, Heavenly Father. Continue to bless us going out, Lord, and bless us coming in. Lord God, you said in your word, you never leave us nor forsake us. Father God, we ask you to just keep us, Lord, for you know the heart of each and every one of us, Lord God. We ask you, Lord, to continue to teach us more and more of your ways, Heavenly Father. Help us to walk in your glory, Lord God, that we continue to stand right in your word, Lord God. Because, Father God, you said in your word, Lord God, that we are more than conquerors. You said in your word, Lord, you'll never leave us, not forsake us. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to continue to guide our thoughts, Lord. Renew our mind, Lord. Keep us in your will, Heavenly Father. Help us to walk this journey right, Lord God. Help us to receive more and more of your word, Lord God, and to know that you are the only way, Lord God. Help us to be strong in your word, Lord God. Continue to bless us going out, Lord. Bless us coming in. These things we ask in the mighty name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I want to share with those that are online that on Monday night, every Monday night, we have Divine Connection prayer. Mother Alexander is always one of the faithful as she possibly can, being on to pray in intercession. So it's Monday night, Eastern time at 7 o'clock, and Central time since I'm Tulsa, Oklahoma, on this side is at 6 o'clock. We also have messages that will come on the 2nd and the 4th Sunday. So we have some pastors and apostles and leaders that we're trying to line up for the next couple of months to come on board to minister, and some of them are the prayer warriors. So we want you to join us in prayer on those Mondays when you're available, even though it may start at 7 on the eastern side, or either the 6 on this side, or whatever part of the country you're on. That never it does not matter if you can't get on right at 7. We usually pray for about an hour and a half. Sometimes it might carry over for 2 hours, but we certainly would appreciate you standing in the background and intercessing, and if there is prayer requests, we after we pray for those various things, that whether we cover concerning the body of Christ and unity and forgiveness, or for the youth and for various things that are going on in the with them, families, for those that are less fortunate, those that are hurting and destitute. We pray for our country, our president. We pray for whatever the Lord has placed upon our hearts, and some things that are maybe going on in the media, things that we may have heard that may be going on in families or neighborhoods or whatever. We intercede and pray and pull down those strongholds. Those things that are going on or with ISIS or attacking the country or whatever, we want to pray and intercede. So we know there's other people praying around the world, but we also want to keep up being faithful to pray. And then those things that we pray for, we also want to continue the prayers, because there's a lot of people been attacked with cancer and different things that go on in their bodies, and so we've been praying about those things. So we want you to join us in prayer. So once we pray for those things, then we open the lines and stuff like this for prayer requests. If God bless and give us a word in the midst of it, fine. Praise God. Then we make those prayer requests afterwards, and we pray right then. We don't pray tomorrow. We may continue to pray afterwards, but we pray for those needs that are revealed to us that night. So I want you to keep those things in mind, share the number with others and so forth, so that way other people that may need prayer, need encouragement. Sometimes we can be praying about a various thing, and that somebody may have a testimony or either prayer concerning something, and someone else get even healed or delivered or encouraged or grasp faith from, you know, from that particular prayer that brings them back into another place that they can get strength again or encouraged or get their deliverance. So let us continue to pray one for another. Also, I just want to keep the prayer warriors lifted up too before the Lord. And my birthday is on Thursday, so pray for me for 62 years. Praise the Lord. Believe in God for greater things yet to come. Amen. So but at this time, not unless there is an announcement out there we need to know about at this time. We're going to get ready to close for tonight. And, Mother, I certainly do want to tell you, I thank God that the power, the anointed power, the anointed is flowing through you. But the word that God bless for you to bring to us tonight definitely was a blessing. And I'm not going to say anything that's going to cause me to go to hell for foolishness, because we want to exalt flesh. I'm exalting the anointing of you yielding and availing yourself to the Spirit of the Lord to walk in truth. So I thank God you don't just teach these things, that, Lord, you, the Lord has blessed throughout these 20 years, and know that you live what you speak. So we bless God for you, and thank you again for, even at a short notice, allowing the Lord to use you this week. Praise God. Amen.
Thank you.
Praise God. If there's nothing else or no announcements that you want to share with us right at this moment, anyone, we're going to get ready to close for tonight. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, Father, I do honor you. Thank you again for blessing us to come together tonight to be able to worship and praise your name. Thank you for that dynamic word that has came. I pray that the dunamis power of that word will break up the fallow groundings in any areas that may be heartening us, or any areas that we've gotten slack in, and we'll need some areas to come up. Either those things that you enlighten us, that we will receive that word and govern ourselves accordingly. And even if we know of others and need to stand in proxy for them on these areas, then, God, we just pray. We're just striving for more of you. No more I but the Christ. We don't want it just to be a cliche, but get to that place that we will be followers of Christ, disciples of Christ, and yield and avail our instruments, our vessels to your glory in Jesus' name. Pray for the prayer warriors, those ones that continue to sacrifice to pray and intercede and stand in the gap and intercede as an intercessor, God, whether they're just on a divine connection prayer line or those around the world, those lower to God in places that are not freely to be able to speak and say Jesus or speak of the Lord, that God, even in those areas, that you just bless and you move miraculous. Power or prayer goes places that we would never go and never see, and it don't have any boundaries. So we just pray through faith that we're believing God for healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus. We pray for these, your people that are on the line, whatever their needs or whatever their requests that are not spoken, God, that you minister, that you move in their homes, their families, on their jobs, and those that are in need, glory to God, of financial blessing, those that are in need of, glory to God, friend, or either those that are in need of clarity of mind or thought or whatever, glory to God, whatever depression, oppression, separation, those things that may have come and entangled their feet for making wrong choices or decisions in the name of Jesus that may be costly at nothing. Like God, we're praying for deliverance. We're praying for those, glory to God, that are believing God for deliverance for their loved ones, for salvation. We're praying for our nation, for our president. We're praying against a lot of the things that are happening in these last days that you told us that are going to come to pass. And you still say, pray without ceasing, and you still told us to still be a witness and a light. So don't let us be fearful or fretful about what's going on, but to take on your word like never before so we can be rooted and grounded in you, and we can be assured, glory to God, that we can walk in faith and not in sight, and that we'll keep looking to the hills that's coming to our help. God, I thank you for all that you've done and doing, and the promises of the Lord that added riches and maketh no sorrow. You said, so is the man thinking in his heart, so is he. We want to think on the things of God and be led by his spirit. So, God, we just bless you tonight. We thank you, God, for your loving kindness, and I bless you for your word. Thank you, Lord God. Help us to get in that word, to study it and rightly divide it, that we can walk in the truth and know the truth, so even when the enemy comes, we can rebuke and bind him, and we will not be able to be deceived by the forces of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, God, help us to stand in faith. God, we bless you. Cover our children, even while they're out for the summers. God, and the grandchildren, great-grandchildren, whoever they are, we're just praying for them. Bind up every device of the enemy to come to steal and destroy, even sitting in the presence of their own home, sometimes that are coming across the airways or coming across the Internet or whatever the enemy is trying to do is even out there. We come against the human trafficking and everything else, the plots and plans he has trying to destroy them, not only them, but in the household of faith. There's so many things that are going on that the enemy is distracting people, but we're praying for deliverance, praying for unity, praying for forgiveness, praying for love. We're praying for peace. We're praying for, glory to God, our determination and faith, steadfast in the faith in the name of Jesus. We love you. We appreciate you. And we glorify you. Bless these, your people that's on the line. Bless, glory to God, the messenger again. In the name of Jesus, we do pray. We bind up the forces of the enemy, take authority over him, and send him back to the dry places from which he came. He's loose from his assignment against us. And we speak life, health, wholeness, peace, and joy in Jesus' name. We cancel untimely deaths right now. We speak in life. That God will bless and keep us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen.
Amen.
Shalom, shalom.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, to make you best, praise God. Shalom, good night. Bless the Lord. Speaking blessings and favor upon you all in the name of Jesus for throughout the week as you continue to seek the Lord. Amen and amen. Good night.
Amen.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Shalom. Peace.